This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, June 6th. God's word to you today is weighty. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 John 4, verses 10 and 19 from the King James Version, and it says, "Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins. We love him because he first loved us." Picture this. John chapter 1, verses 26 to 27 says, "John answered them, 'I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals.'" This is taken from the New Revised Standard Version. John 13, verses 3 to 5 says, "Jesus knew that the Father had given him authority over everything, and that he had come from God and would return to God. So he got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. Then he began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel he had around him." Profound. The one whom John said, "He, John, is not worthy to untie the laces of his sandals, unworthy to even be his student." This same Jesus went on his knees, untied the laces of his disciples' sandals, took off their sandals, and washed their feet. Remember that yesterday, we learned that at this time, the rabbinic movement was strong, and the leaders instructed that no student was permitted to untie or lace up or loosen the sandals of the teachers, the rabbi, because they would be bending to them. Jesus flipped the script. He, Jesus, Messiah, Lord, Teacher, Master, bent down, removed their laces, took off their sandals, and washed his own students' feet. And we think we can be arrogant or proud. What is the pride or arrogance for? Where is it from? I am a bishop. I am an archbishop, evangelist, prophet, doctor, chief, in fact, double chief. While there is nothing wrong with titles, it is neither here nor there for me. The challenge is that sometimes people are too egocentric. Ego is a problem with both men and women. The only difference is that men carry their ego on their heads, but women put theirs in their handbag and dish it out when they need to. Ego is a huge problem. John describes himself as unworthy to untie Jesus' laces. This was the same John that the Sanhedrin, the religious leaders, sent emissaries to run an inquiry on. Yet this very Jesus went on his knees and washed his own disciples' feet. I encourage you to ponder on this deeply. Then Peter's reaction to Jesus washing his feet begins to make sense, according to John 13, verses 6 to 9. Peter was not just acting crazy. He knew the weight of what Jesus was doing. John 13, verses 12 to 15 says, Jesus said, "Do you understand what I'm doing? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right because that's what I am. And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you." I can imagine how John, the son of Salome, would have felt when Jesus was washing his feet. He must have frozen because he did not have the courage to get up or speak up like Peter did. The weight of this act is huge. When people struggle with being humble, it is obvious that they have not encountered Jesus at such a level. I pray you encounter Jesus on this level. Where Jesus comes and serves you, say amen. Your only response will be, "Who am I?" Let us pray. Father, help me love as you have loved me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.